Blah, 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 blah. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett. Happy Monday.
Hello, Rob Shooter. Did you have a good weekend? I mean, a lot of crying musically from Taylor Swift to Adele last night. I mean, I don't think if my emotions can take any more type music over the next few days. I need a break.
It was quite a night. Adele. She sounds better than ever. She looks amazing, although I liked Adele looking both ways. She actually talked about her 100-pound weight loss with Oprah, saying some fans were disappointed that she'd lost the weight.
And you've recently get the same thing. I mean, people are like, oh, you've lost a lot of weight. How sick are you? You know, but it's you were just doing you. Like, you were doing this for you. Wasn't anyone else but you, you know?
And that's what Adele said, too. So she talks about her divorce, and that's what made her lose the weight. She started to work out and drink a little less to center herself. She looks incredible. She sounds incredible. And this new album's out in just a few days. Hey, let's jump into the show because we've got so much gossip. Uh-huh. What time is it, my friend?
Tea time.
Thank you. So you spoke about Taylor, and this was a big weekend for Taylor. She was on SNL singing for 10 minutes, which I think is the record that anybody has ever sang for, the record amount of time that anyone has sang for on that show. However, we're turning our attention this morning to Jake Gyllenhaal, who was spotted for the very first time since Adele dropped a short film that is probably, most likely, actually definitely about him. So Jake was out to support his sister Maggie Gyllenhaal at an award show in LA just hours after his ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift re-released her 2012 album Red. The Gyllenhaal outing came literally as this new movie dropped to the song called, quote, All Too Well, I love that song, which has long been speculated to have been inspired by her relationship with Jake. What do you think, Garrett?
I get it. And I understand why Taylor Swift did it for this album for many of reasons, for, you know, the thing going on with Scooter Braun and her music. But the interesting thing was she said she also wanted to do this album for her fans because her fans are so into every single lyric of hers, even down to the word the way she pronounces it, that she wanted to give them something, which I get it. So it's like if they say, hey, the song's about Jake Gyllenhaal, she's going to make it about Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what I mean? There's no like tiptoeing around it. She's going straight for the quintessential throat, you know, per se, of going, you know what? Mm-hmm. You want it this to be about Jake Gyllenhaal? You know, my question is, who's next? Joe Jonas? John Mayer? I mean, who will be the next one to get the, full film, dialogue going from Taylor Swift?
Film,
so it'll be interesting.
Film. It used to just be a song. Now it's a film with Taylor. She made Jake Gyllenhaal trend on Twitter. That is the power of Taylor Swift. So previously, Jake has played very coy about their relationship.
Right.
He was asked by Howard Stern back in 2015 about the song, and he did admit that he'd only ever been in love twice before explaining why his relationship with Taylor ended. And he said, quote, it was me, man. I think I probably got scared. So as you said, this is a re-release of an old album that she's re-recorded in a very clever technical move to get back at somebody that bought her masters. So that's why it's coming back up. So everybody listening, she has not released her new song about Jake. So some people are getting confused. That's not the case. She's sort of been forced to go back and relive the past because she's re-recorded an old album, which brings us to our poll question of the day. That gives you a little bit of context before you answer this question. So Jake Gyllenhaal was spotted out just after Taylor Swift dropped a short film about him. Should Taylor just let it go? As Adina Maduni-Mazan, what's her name again?
Adina Menzel.
John Travolta still makes me laugh. Should she just let it go? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, Garrett
Lowe? All right, so to kind of to switch gears for a minute, the Astroworld lawsuits top 100 this week. I mean, we knew that this situation from the concert last week that caused 9 people to pass away was going to just be riddled with lawsuits and just hit 100 lawsuits, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. I mean, there were thousands upon thousands of people there, and so Live Nation, Drake is being sued as well. Travis Scott. We're not going to see the end of it. I don't think. And the sad part is, more and more people died. I mean, a 9-year-old, someone, people that were in college, going to classes no more than 24 hours prior to going to the show. It will be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, I mean. The interesting thing is the story's post. You know, the story I was reading yesterday was that Drake went to a strip club after, which I get he didn't know the magnitude of what was going on, but he dropped $1 million at the strip club while all this stuff, you know, Travis Scott was at Dave and Buster's. I mean, it's just there. A ball was dropped, and we got to figure out, people have to figure out how to streamline situations like this so, you know, it doesn't get out of hand like it currently is right now.
Right, absolutely. You're right. Our newsroom just sent me an alert saying it's now up to 10. A 10th person has passed away. So I think what's very important about lawsuits is that they will change people's companies' behaviours, and we've got to make sure that this never, ever, ever happens again. Hey, moving along, more bad news. Queen Elizabeth missed planned return to the public eye over the weekend. She cancelled plans at the last minute to attend Remembrance Sunday ceremony, which was to mark her first public appearance since her stay in hospital. Buckingham Palace put out a statement saying the 95-year-old monarch had sprained her back and therefore would be unable to attend a ceremony in honour of service members who had sacrificed their lives for the United Kingdom. This was a really, really important event for the Queen, not only because she served during World War II, she was in the military, but also too, I think the palace wanted to get the Queen out there to show everybody that after being hospitalised at the age of 95, they wanted to show that the Queen was doing okay. There has been so many rumours, so much speculation, as there always is when somebody of her age goes to hospital. It's not good, Garrett. Now she couldn't attend on Sunday. I'm told that Harry is making plans to return to the UK, which is not a good sign.
I was under the impression that it wasn't as serious as you're making out to be, but for him to come back home, that's not good at all.
That's not good. Yeah, it's amazing with the royal family here. They're downplaying this, and I understand why. Often when somebody is not doing well, your instinct is to downplay it. But I think at 95 years old, I think you can tell us the truth.
Right.
I think, too, we know this. We're not silly.
We're not children.
We understand life.
Yeah,
we know what it's like. We've all had a grandmother. We know how this story is going to end. I'm trying not to be pessimistic here, but I'm being realistic. Let's be honest here. What an amazing, amazing life this woman has had. And so fingers crossed there, but this certainly isn't a good sign. Hey, changing the subject a little, what is Kim Kardashian up to? I hear she's cracking jokes at weddings.
She's cracking jokes at weddings. By the way, she went to 2 weddings in like 2 days because her, you know, Paris got married and then her friend Simon Huck got married, where she cracked some jokes about 3 divorces because she's been married a handful of times, obviously. So I'm sure once Kanye opens up his timeline and starts to see stories like this, maybe even listening to this podcast, he's not going to be happy. So she was at her best friend's wedding, pretty much, and she was talking about being married to Damon Thomas, Chris Humphries. Remember Chris Humphries?
Yep.
It feels like it was so long ago.
72 days, remember that?
And then, of course, Kanye West, too, and she says, I was a little bit confused because I haven't really figured out this whole marriage thing, so I don't know what kind of advice I'm going to give you guys tonight, which is funny because at least she could poke fun out of it. You know what I mean? Like, she can have fun. She's not, you know, like, how dare you make fun of, like,
right.
She knows what, she's a part of the joke. And once you're a part of the joke, it makes it funnier knowing that you're a part of it and not being laughed at. You're laughing with yourself.
Absolutely. Kim's funny. People don't realize this about Kim. I've known Simon Hux for over 20 years. We were both young assistants together in New York City in the PR business.
He's a very good-looking guy.
He's a really good guy. He worked with Jonathan Cheban, who's also Kim's more loud best friend.
The food god.
Yeah, Jonathan is more vocal about being Kim's best friend, although I think she likes Simon maybe a little bit more. I should say just as much. She really, really does like Simon. Do you think after SNL, Kim the comedian is the new thing?
I don't know if the comedian part of it, but I think it kind of opens her up because it to be more likable in the sense of we see Kim Kardashian and we're like, oh, she's full of herself. She's, you know, muckety muck influence by her saying, you know what, I can make fun of myself and have fun about it. Like, it just shows a different side that we're not used to seeing with Kim Kardashian.
And a side I like to see now, we should address that Pete Davidson was not there. Do you think Pete helped Kim work on her material?
No, but if you did watch SNL over the weekend, he kind of like alluded and addressed to, you know, his current 2 weeks of being in the tabloids where he made like a parody song. Taylor Swift was involved and he was talking about every time he goes out, you know, he ends up in Page Six. And, it was interesting where it was kind of like he was talking to us without talking to us, you know?
It's weird. It is Nick's. In the past, when he's dated superstars, he's talked about it quite on the money, on the head, on the show. He's not left it open for any ambiguity. This relationship he's been a little bit more subtle about on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I think, again, it's like going into the pool. Like, either you jump into the deep end and, you know, hope you could swim, or you just do like most people do. They dip their toe into the, like, that first level of the pool and like, oh, yes. It's warming up a little bit. And then before you know it, you're in by the belly button, and then all of a sudden you're under your shoulders and you're nice and warm, and we're used to the Kim Kardashian Pete Davidson relationship.
Oh, how Garrett gets in a pool. I love it. And then quickly, before we go to break, I just jump in. Before we go to break, Paris did get married over the weekend. She actually got married three times, or at least had three celebrations. Let me talk
over the top.
So on Saturday evening, the reality star and her husband had the last of their three, I think it's the last of their three-day celebration with an extravaganza in LA. It was a carnival they had. The wedding took place at the Bel Air estate of her late grandfather, who's Baron Hilton, who started all the hotels.
Oh.
Then also, too, they technically got married on Thursday. Kim was there for one of the celebrations, but not all of them. Hey, congratulations. The pictures are beautiful. Ending your celebrations with a carnival on Santa Monica Pier. It looked absolutely fabulous. I've known Paris for a very long time. In fact, I was her publicist for a short period of time. She's a really, really special person. She really, really is. And for a long time there, I think we made a lot of fun of Paris. I'm hoping she's really, really happy. And now I'm told they're trying for a baby.
Oh, I mean, Rob Schurter, every time we talk about Paris Hilton, my favorite Paris Hilton story of yours is the fact that you and Paris Hilton in South Florida, in a parade of all things, you in a parade is just a lovely sight. But to top it off, you're in a big pink high heel.
Humiliated. It was gay pride in Miami Beach. Oh, no, it was gay pride in California.
Oh, California.
It was gay pride in California.
I thought it was Miami.
And Paris was the marshal, and she was sitting in a pink shoe that went all the way around West Hollywood with it felt like the world's media watching. I planned to walk behind Paris or maybe get in a little like golf cart and shoot along the river.
Right.
No, she sat me in the shoe. Google it. Every picture of Paris in this pink shoe, there's somebody in sunglasses sitting in front of her looking really grumpy.
Rob Schurter, you know the internet is forever.
You make me laugh, Garrett. Okay, let's take a quick break. We will be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Naughty Banana Show. I'm Rob Schurter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from C100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm marching to the polls.
Thank you very much, darling. You always put your own spin on it, and that's why we love you. So Nick Callan admitted to having a favorite baby mama. It's not Mariah Carey.
Oh, I saw this.
Do you think Mariah will be livid? Let's have a look. 52% said no, she doesn't care anymore. I think I agree. What about you, Gary?
No, I think I agree as well, and to the fact that I just don't see Mariah like sitting around, flipping through the channels, going, oh, there's Nick. Well, I wonder what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she's actively searching him out, you know, to see what he's going to say next.
Yeah,
you know?
She's not pining about Nick Cannon. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. I know the word is sure. I just like saying it's sure. I've got a few emails and notes.
Put your own spin on it. I mean, that's make it your own. Make it your own.
Here, us naughties. Hey, let's do our nicest of the day.
Yes. So it's kind of interesting to see someone like Lady Gaga celebrating another artist that is, you know, who she'll say is bigger than her, which is Britney Spears. So the big news on Friday, Britney Spears' conservatorship comes to an end after 13 years. Britney is free. Hashtag free Britney. Everybody took to the streets. Lady Gaga jumped on Instagram with a picture of Britney Spears that she had from, I believe, the VMAs and a few other events that they've come together. And she goes, I have loved Britney Spears her whole career. I looked up to her, admired her for strength. She empowered so many people and still does. I couldn't be more happy for you today. You never deserved what happened. Thank God for today. That's what Lady Gaga put on the Instagram. And of course, many people love the fact of that. And Britney Spears says, I love my fans so much. It's crazy. And best day ever. So it's kind of interesting. And, you know, it's kind of like day three of Britney's new life. You know, what will happen? How will things work out for her? How will people watch? How will people treat her going forward? It'll be a very, very interesting thing to like sit back and watch and see what happens.
Good for you, Britney. It's also, too, you forget, Britney has been around so long. She started so young that she's had an impact on so many superstars' lives, including Lady Gaga. You think of Lady Gaga and Britney as contemporaries. No. Britney was there a good 10, 15, maybe 20 years before Gaga. And so to see somebody like Gaga, who might be one of the most respected people in the music business today, to see her talk about Britney Spears just goes to show you the impact Britney's had. It's easy to dismiss Britney as a pop princess, as silly. No. Britney changed music, changed celebrities, and even stars like Gaga are looking up to Britney Spears. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And naughtiest of the day is any one of us who has settled in life. Chelsea Handler is urging her fans to never settle. So she's paying a tribute to her new boyfriend, who she said is somebody that has, quote, renewed her faith in men. She said the following, quote, do you know how hot it is to have a man who's turned on by my honesty, my strength, and my confidence? Someone who loves the fact that I'm not going to take anyone's SH, you know what, anymore, and isn't intimidated or emasculated by my fearness. For anyone who is still looking for their person, I promise you they are out there. Be patient and never settle for anything less than you deserve. Your person is coming, and sometimes they've been standing in front of you your whole life. Don't settle, people. If you settle, you'll never find the one, because you'll be with somebody that you shouldn't be with. What do you think, Garrett? You're not the settling type.
You want to be happy at the end of the day. It's so easy to say, like, oh, be happy, and you really can't live it until you live in the moment. You know what I mean? Until that moment hits you, it's all just talk, and then all of a sudden you have that aha moment of, I get it, you know? Like, so there's someone listening right now, they'd be like, oh, whatever, it's just talk. But until you experience it yourself, then you have that, like, wow, you know, Chelsea Handler was right, or Rob Schroeder, when he was telling me, was right, you know? So it'll happen. Do we all know when? No, we don't. But eventually it will.
Look at Chelsea. It took Chelsea a really long time for this to happen to her. I have to admit, before I met Bruce, I was dating a guy called Colin in Scotland. It wasn't right. He didn't make me happy. I didn't make him happy. But it was easier just to stay together.
Right.
Had I not have broken up with Colin, I would have never have met Bruce. So everybody out there, the reason you haven't found your people, your tribe, your guy, your girl, might be because you're wasting time with people that just aren't the right people for you.
So what Rob is saying is, if you're with someone, break up with them right now.
If you're with somebody that doesn't make you happy, honestly, you're not going to find anybody that's going to make you happy until you do it.
That's
what
you're
I think
saying.
I'm saying here. Yes. Hey, quickly, let's have a moment of Rob.
Here we go.
Before we go, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. There was once a time in my life where not an opportunity passed me by that I didn't use to make myself feel worse about myself. I used to always compare myself to people that were richer, more handsome, more popular, and more perfect than me. Then the forward answer changed the way I started to look at my perceived imperfections. And because of the forward answer, I realized, you know what? They're not imperfections. I am perfect. And so are you. That's it
yes.
for today. Garrett, you are perfect too. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. Say nice things about
please,
Garrett. And
please.
Remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!